Welcome back, guys!
The energy is immense in here!
It's because I'm ready to eat. I'm so hungry.
Alright, we started this bitch at
8:02.
8:02.
Yeah, we're gonna run till 10:02. Two-hour special long episode today, guys.
This is news to me.
Yep.
Should have ran that by the council first, I think, maybe. Just for next time.
Got the whole Jedi Council laughing?
The Jedi Council responded with an astounding yes from two of the three members. Just kidding, it's not happening. Don't worry.
He told you, but he didn't tell me.
No, this is news as well to me. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Edit that out.
Guys. You already know we don't do any edits, so.
Yeah.
Except for that one that I did edit out, Caden's mishap once.
Yeah, Caden said the N-word.
And I edited it out.
It just slipped out.
Hey,
guys.
The Misfits say it and they bleep it out.
Yeah, but they're funny.
We're
and they're
famous
Australian.
Two of them.
Some of them.
I'm just
one of them, dude.
I'm just trying to.
It's just Mason.
Just Mason.
What's Jay? Fitz is Australian. Toby's I mean, New Zealand. Toby's New Zealand. Jay's New Zealand, and then two Americans.
And then Matt and Swag.
Yeah, they came out with a new podcast like yesterday,
dude. I got that vacation video recommended to me. Dude, that's an hour and like
Tasmania?
2 hours.
Yeah,
long,
it's a good video.
I'm
going
to watch it.
I remember when it came out, like a month ago, man. It's
dude,
so good.
It looks funny.
It is.
I told you about this, but did you see that TMG had Mr. Beast on? Like in their
episode?
I showed you that.
You showed me that?
Yeah. I had the post. I was like, oh, look, Mr. Beast was on the podcast.
I saw like Cody's post about it.
That's what I saw him show. Mm-hmm. I listened to an episode of them today. I finally got to the point where they're at their new studio in space.
Dude.
Finally.
That's like what I know them by now is them in a spaceship. Because every time they start a podcast, they always make a joke about like beaming up a guest to like the spaceship.
I'm at April 17th, 2021. It's a bonus episode I'm listening to right now.
I started Chuckle Sandwich.
Is that one new?
No.
Oh.
Like, I mean, new relative to what we usually listen to. It came out last year.
Okay. I might have heard it.
It's Jay Schlatt, Ted Nivison, and Charlie Slamsicle. Dude, it's funny.
It
it's so funny.
I have not heard of that.
It's hilarious. It made me go at work.
It made me die.
Dude, that's when you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's when the diaphragm activates.
Well, guys, I believe this is episode
22.
Jesus, dude. The Misfits did this for, like, how many episodes? This is 22?
Well, TMG's at, like,
200-something.
200-something.
Plus bonus episodes, so, like,
yeah.
300 or 400.
Yeah. God. We gotta get to those numbers, bro. We gotta get to, like...
It's because we don't do it every week.
We take breaks here, and then we do it, and then
well,
we take breaks.
Well,
see, life happens.
Well, we took breaks because sometimes there was like spring break and you guys went out of or he went out of town, la 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 la. Then we moved to Phoenix and we were supposed to pick it up there.
And you didn't.
Because he didn't want to do
it. I never got a FaceTime call. I never saw any new episodes.
Yeah, literally every single time I would bring up podcasts to Jackson or Logan, like, dude, like, it's going to be good. Like, we're in Phoenix. We're having a good time. Let's just pump one out. Our Wi-Fi's good. It'll upload fast. They just shut it down immediately.
I just wasn't feeling it. I don't know.
That's a terrible excuse.
We could have had like five or six episodes like that could have been like a Phoenix arc, but it just will never exist.
Phoenix arc
is that one episode.
Yeah, because we only talked about it once.
Yep.
It will forever not be talked about on Animane. It happened, but you guys won't get to see it. It won't be animated.
You guys should have vlogged out there or something.
I thought about taking a bunch of videos and stuff and putting them together and making a video out of it.
Didn't you say you were going to do something like that? Like
on our way there, I did. But I think I might. Send me the shit you got. Like, send me just... We'll have to go through stuff.
The naked videos of this guy?
I'll put them in the video, yeah.
Yeah.
Just put a big, black, long, like...
like
bar.
Censorship bar?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's definitely bad.
And when he, like, moves around, have it, like, swing...
That keyframing better be on point.
It will be. Don't worry, CapCut's good.
That reminds me of remember when I was gonna do like a vlog of me doing my spring break in Disneyland. I recorded like the trip down there, and I didn't record anything else because I just was so lazy. So
I remember
similar
that.
Similar situation to you in Phoenix.
I remember that. I'm contractually obligated to say on the podcast that I suck. We can move on.
Question mark?
Where did this come from?
That was very random.
She'll know.
She'll know. Oh, real. Anyways.
She's like the only one that comments these days.
It's good, though. Keep it up. About?
She doesn't comment.
Her.
Justice?
No, her. Real.
I didn't know you were talking about Justice.
Yeah.
That's why I said real.
I thought you were talking about the lady.
Nope. Remember when I made that gay thing about you, bouncing on my cock, wanting like a girl and shit, a couple episodes ago? Just out of nowhere, I said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't make me, but she was like, it'd be funny if you did this, and I did it.
Dude. That's funny. I like that.
Was it like the first episode we came back you said that? Or was it a while ago? Because I think it was
the first episode we came back.
Because I remember I watched one of our podcasts back and I remember you said that. It was so out of left pocket and left field. It was just
out of left pocket. Yeah, my left hand. That's where I put my wallet and my AirPods.
Your wallet? I put my wallet in the back pocket.
I don't like sitting on
my
shit.
I have everything in my left pocket. My phone is only in my right pocket.
Yeah, but if I didn't put my phone in my
keys.
Right pocket.
And keys.
When I go out, before I had like my little man purse satchel.
Fag pack.
The fag pack, guys, before I had that. It's pockets, okay? It's handy. I'd have wallet, AirPods, sometimes chapstick, and my keys in there. It was just the phone in the right.
Bulging ass pocket.
I put my AirPods, chapstick, keys, phone, wallet. A charger, too, if I bring
just
a charger.
Have, the AirPods sit there, and then the wallet sits on top, so it keeps them down there so they don't fall out. Mm. And then I have my phone.
I never
the keys that hang out.
I never put my wallet in my back pocket, because I'm always worried that it's just going to, like, fall out.
Dude,
like,
mine stays in,
but, like,
at
also,
work. It's not going to fall out.
I mean, because you wear jeans, but I usually
I wear shorts. I wear, like, Dickies shorts.
He wears, like, athletic shorts.
I literally only wear shorts. That's why I worry about it falling out.
When I ride with shorts on the bike, dude, I'm scared my phone's going to fall out.
Oh,
my
pocket.
Yeah, when I've been on your bike doing rides, I have to, like,
hold my shit down.
Because I'm worried it's just so loose it's going to fall out.
It will.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it.
Yeah. It will die.
No!
Did you see the Super Mario trailer?
I watched it in between sets of the gym. Dude, Chris Pratt, it just sounds like Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
He did kind of like a little...
He did a little one, dude. You could tell it's him, though. Yeah. It's just Chris Pratt behind a Mario face.
At least he's not, like... At least it's not, it's a me, a Mario.
Like that video?
Yeah.
I gotta admit, when it first got announced, I was like, very skeptical. I was like, do we really need this? But the trailer, it actually looks pretty good.
It looks good.
Dude, the animation's killer.
I don't know if it'll be good.
Like, I'm interested. It's good.
Yeah.
The story could just be pretty bad.
I think it's going to be cringe. But it looks nice.
Yeah.
Dude, it looks super nice.
Also,
the cast is funny, too.
Bowser, like, when he first started speaking, it didn't sound like Jack Black until the end.
Yeah.
It sounded like him a little bit. I'm like, okay, that's obviously Jack Black.
Dad's home.
Dad's leaving.
Dad's leaving for milk.
Don't make that joke. We know your history.
Damn.
Oh, yes.
We're getting offensive tonight, boys.
Oh, offensive and...
Offensive and...
Jacist.
You guys see...
Jacist.
What's his name?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffcist.
Germacist.
Jeffcist.
His name's Jerry.
Dude.
Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I still haven't watched
Germa
that.
Is Jeffrey
it's
Dahmer.
So good. I sent you guys that, right?
I watched the first episode.
Dude.
My coworkers keep talking about it at work, and I'm like, I want to be in this conversation.
I had nobody to talk to about it.
Lane has seen it, right? You guys are watching
it. No, we're going to watch it together. We haven't started it, though. We started Arcane.
Oh, the League of Legends?
Dude, it's good.
I've heard it's good.
I heard, like, when that first came out, the only person I knew that, like, in our friend group that watched it was Casey. And he said he liked it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's pretty good, but...
The animation is really nice.
I'm not much of a League of Legend lore expert, so...
Me neither.
Well, I hear the joke about it is people love it, even if they hate League of Legends.
Yeah.
It's just good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Netflix. I'm going to be watching you a lot soon. You got Jeffrey Dahmer, got Arcane, Death Note with Willem
Dafoe. The Boys.
That's Amazon Prime.
Dude, on Monday, me and this guy are going to be watching a first episode of Thousand Year Blood War getting animated.
Oh, I'll watch that with you guys.
You should. Just spoil it all and just ruin it. Yeah.
He doesn't need any context. He can just watch. It'll just be...
It'll just be sick-ass fights.
Yeah.
It'll just be Bankai style the whole time. Bankai.
I will have Bleach finished by next week. It's gonna
be done. I think he's reading it faster than I read it.
Dude, what do you rate it so far?
Dude, it is almost a 10.
I don't think it's like a masterpiece, but it is definitely a 9.
It's up there, dude. The only thing that's been killing it for me is there was like a few arcs that kind of caught me off guard, and I was like, ugh.
Dude, I almost dropped it in the beginning. Like, when I first started, remember, like, it's like the magician thing? Like,
I almost
stopped it there.
That was kind of
dumb. Literally right after that, it's the Soul Society arc, and that arc is so good.
You know what I read the first chapter of and dropped?
Blum.
The Climber.
Really?
Yeah, like a year ago, dude. Before we had Zetsu, I'd read it on Safari, and I had like a page open, and it was just on Climber, so whenever it would just be there when I'd be ready to read it. I read one chapter and didn't read it again.
Dude, I almost dropped it to like by chapter 6, it's like, I'm not really feeling this, but I like kept going. Then by 12, 13, it got really good, and I just...
In that podcast we watched yesterday, we were talking about reintroducing ourselves. He brought up the Climber, and you brought up how you started it, and then it was in your Safari tab, but you accidentally closed it out, and you didn't come back to it after that.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Because I told you about... Did you see that TikTok I sent you? Saying like, it was a bunch of manga recommendations. One of them was Homunculus, which obviously you've read.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was The Climber, which I've read.
Oh, I finished Homunculus. Remember I was rereading it? I finished it about a month
ago. I need to read that.
What is it good? It's in my favorites. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How long is it?
I don't think it's that long.
It's not very long.
It's in my favorites to read one day.
Because you sent a panel the other day to the group chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
He looked crazy.
Dude, the art's kind of cool in that.
It does look very cool.
I think right now is like... I am literally at the perfect position in Bleach. Like, better than anyone that could be anywhere in the history of that manga or anime. I literally just started the Thousand Year Blood War like 2 or 3 days ago.
And it's literally coming out on Monday.
So I get to like pretty much read and watch alongside each other.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was telling Jackson this before you came. Like, literally after I started reading Bleach, like a month or two after, is when the anime for Thousand Year Blood War got announced. And it's a good time to be a Bleach fan right now. It's very good. There's also a rumor that there might be a Naruto remake.
I saw that.
Which
would be cool because
they like
it's aged.
For the 20th anniversary, they did like a 10-minute video showing like all the best scenes from throughout the whole anime, and if they reanimate it,
dude,
it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
For real.
It could use some reanimation and some filler taken out.
Pharrell.
And some pacing issues that need to be fixed. You take those, you fix those, boom. Naruto's great anime. Just
move this section over here. But that one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's no need for filler anymore because the manga's discontinued and the anime's not coming out at the same time. So
it discontinued?
Or it ended. Yeah, Naruto was that bad, guys. It got
They just stopped Naruto and started Boruto.
Yeah, Naruto still doesn't have a finish, guys. Like, I'm still waiting.
But Naruto 2 is out.
Yeah, it is.
Or 3, I guess, because Shippuden is... 2.
Well, that's just for the anime.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not called Shippuden in the manga.
Like, there's just a time jump in the manga.
I think, like, volume 23 or 24 just jumps to Shippuden. It's just the time skip of 2 years.
What does Shippuden mean?
It's a ninja term. That's it. I don't know.
I don't know the meaning of Shippuden, but everyone just knows as Naruto.
Like, original two. Naruto and then Shippuden.
Yeah. I do think Shippuden is... a lot better. OG Naruto. I hate when people say it's better than Shippuden. It's just stupid. Like,
I've always heard Shippuden was better.
The arcs are better.
It definitely is.
Literally, the fourth grade ninja war, one of the best arcs.
Fourth grade. They're all fourth graders.
Yep. Fourth grade ninja war, guys.
I participated in that, dude. I remember back in fourth grade, we had a ninja war. It was sick.
Yeah, at recess?
Yeah.
Dude, that brings me back, dude. I used to walk around the park, the recess like track in whatever the STEM elementary school. What was it called?
Crimson.
Crimson. Crimson View. Me and Parker Burgoyne, we would walk around the track talking about Minecraft and Call of Duty Zombies.
Me and Sam and Heath would walk around that track and talk about Terraria, FNAF, because that was huge at the time. Mm-hmm. And, like, Avengers 2 came out, and I remember I was talking about that.
Avengers 2?
Yeah.
Age of Ultron?
Age of Ultron.
Oh, my
God. I saw that for my birthday. Bro. I saw that for my birthday in fifth grade.
Dude, the Fantastic Four, like, reboot with Michael B. Jordan, I was so hyped for that movie. It was coming around at this, like, same time of my birthday, because it dropped, like, August. I begged my parents to take me to it, and it never happened. And then I saw it a few years later. I'm so glad I didn't go to see that for my birthday. It's such a bad movie.
I saw that in theaters with my grandma. I didn't like it either.
It's.
I've seen it, but I don't remember if I liked it or not.
It was mid. It was low tier.
Like, the heroes lose, and there's, like, a time skip, and they, like, regroup back together and fight Dr. Doom again.
Dr. Doom does explode heads.
What's this? Just grab them and squish them?
I don't know. I just did that.
Like,
metal fingers be holding hot shit. If you're an MF Doom fan, you would understand.
Yeah. I'm ready for the Dr. Doom solo movie, only with MF Doom music. When that happens, wake me up.
He'll be asleep forever.
Good night forever, Poon Poon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I pretty Why much don't you like I spoiled him? The entire end for him.
We had, like, a deep discussion yesterday, like, about Poon Poon.
Where was I, dude?
Probably.
I don't know. Where were you? Girlfriend. Yeah, probably. Where were you last night?
Sleeping. I had work at 5 in the morning.
We were talking at, like, I don't know, probably 11 at night. I was here till, like, midnight.
I was surprised you were here that long.
Definitely sleeping.
Yeah, that's where you were.
On work days, you go to bed at, like, 10 p.m.?
10:30.
Yeah, we talked about Poon Poon because on the podcast.
Guys, spoilers. Skip to the next Time section of the video because we're talking about Poon Poon spoilers. So if you have interest in that manga, skip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Poon Poon's in bed.
Aiko is hung.
Aiko?
By herself. Dude.
You should not have told him that, man.
I already told him, and I showed him the panel, too. He's not ever going to read it.
Ever, dude?
I didn't say that. I said, like, later.
Oh, no, wait. I told him because he said he already spoiled himself entirely on it. So I just filled in the blanks that he hadn't.
Like, I just like, okay, Jackson, like, just tell me, like, I want to know, like, does it have a satisfying conclusion? I'm glad it does, because I thought it just ended dark and depressing and shitty. But I'm glad, like,
good idea.
Yeah.
But, yes.
The beginning is so, like, crucial for the ending.
Yeah.
Because when shit hits the fan, it hits the fan, dude. It's, like, normal-ish all up until the point where he kills Aiko's mom.
Yep.
I was, like, kind of enjoying it okay. Like, I read it pretty, like, I started it Friday night. I pretty much read it all night. And I was enjoying it okay, the arc with the uncle and the, like...
I love the uncle.
Yeah, he's a good character.
I gotta say, the part I did like was the uncle. Every time he was, like, I enjoyed him and the arc he had.
Did you see the uncle's fiancé rape Poon Poon?
I didn't even know that happened.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you remember that. I did. Because right after that is when it, like, diverged into the side characters. And I was like, oh.
I forgot about that. What was that cult leader guy? What was that about?
That was weird, too. The things that slowed down Poon Poon for me was the side character arcs that were kind of mid. And then that cult leader shit was weird, too. Mm-hmm. Talking about how the world was going to end and everybody was going to die and he was going to recreate the world a better place. And it was just like... What?
Yeah.
We're talking about Poon Poon and his life, and then there's cult shit.
I didn't get
that. That has no connection.
It doesn't connect at all.
Poon Poon does not ever meet that guy.
Nuh-uh.
Ever.
So it's just kind of like filler?
I don't know what it was for.
I don't get it.
It was weird.
Is that, like, later on past where I was?
No. Because I was there.
He's there in the beginning.
Yeah, he's there in the beginning.
It shows him, like... Joining.
He has things to do with the side characters, and the side characters, like, join his cult and do shit.
That kid that also sees the voices, hears the voices in his head, tries to join that cult.
The guy that sees, like, the poop god?
Yep.
Yeah.
He joins that cult.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I was enjoying it okay. I was just, like, I was still waiting for it to, like, really hit me. Like,
it really hits in the last, like, third.
Yeah.
Because I was just like...
You dropped it like right before it kind of starts going crazy.
Like I said, maybe I'll pick it up later on. But like, I was just like, I was kind of enjoying it okay. I was like, okay, the Uncle Art, this is cool. Like, he's a cool character. But it just wasn't really sticking with me. And then like, as I got to the side arc with the kid trying to like assassinate the husband from like the girl hires him, I was like, I don't really care. Like, I'd rather see the uncle and Poom Poom. Why am I focusing about these guys? I'm like, I know the guys are gonna hate me, but I just can't like read it right now. And then
I did tell him I was pretty mad when he told me he was dropping it.
I know you guys were mad, but
I told him to his face, like, fuck you, Caden, you're the worst. I hate you. Like,
yeah,
it pissed me off when you said I can't read this anymore.
I just got through it because I was like, man, there's got to be some payoff at the end. There's like, there's can't be no point to this shit.
Yeah, that's why I did, because I mean, you told us like, yeah, it's good. I was like, dude, I know it's gonna be better after this is over.
It is good.
It is. It's great. It's great.
Those parts aren't very good.
I gave it, I think I'm pretty sure I gave it a 9.
A 9?
Yeah,
dude, I was thinking
I loved it. I mean, I read it all in a day.
Oh,
like all 140 chapters in a day.
Like what I've read so far, I'd probably give it like a 7. Like it's above average, I'd say.
I give it like an 8-ish, 8 or 9.
It's not like I've seen a lot of people say like it's the best manga ever created. I don't know about that.
I don't think so. That's Vagabond, Berserk. You know,
I'm really like still super surprised that you like really like Vagabond, because I remember when you finished it, you're like, dude, this ending is shitty.
It is.
Well, it's not even an ending; it just stops.
Yeah.
So I thought you just hated Vagabond. I was like, damn, dude, I like this.
Oh, I love it.
It's good.
Just a damn shame what happened.
I still don't know the reasons why it stopped. I gotta look into that.
Me neither.
I don't know if it was like health issues or... Because usually when a manga gets discontinued, it's because the mangaka has health issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing for Nana and Hunter x Hunter, but I mean, that's coming back now.
I don't think Nana's going to come back, man. It's been so long already.
Since like 2010, like the last chapter came out, dude. I don't think so. Which is unfortunate.
It's just also kind of crazy, though. Like, you work on this passion project for years, and then you just stop. Don't you just feel like there's like an empty piece inside of you where that has no ending yet? There's like a void inside of you where you haven't completed that.
Like, you feel like that
you
as a reader.
You have to come back.
You feel that as a reader.
Exactly.
How does a mangaka feel? Just leaving that.
How's he just going to stop and not like just ever pick it back up?
I guess he just hates it so much. I don't
know.
Maybe he didn't like it.
There is a little bit of hope for Nana. There was like some... The mangakas like had like some collaborative art show in Japan or something, and someone like interviewed her and like asking if she's ever gonna come back to doing manga and like finish Nana, and she said that like she's getting her health issues are getting better and she like wants to come back, so maybe it might come back. But there's a very slight maybe. I'd love for that to happen, but
And that just makes me think about how the anime for Bleach ended in 2013. Nobody ever thought they were going to see the Thousand Year Blood War arc actually get animated, and then 9 years later, oh, hey, we're animating this now.
Yeah, it was...
out of nowhere.
I wonder why they decided to do that. I mean, I'm glad the animation looks crazy.
Dude, it looks good. Compared to especially like where it ended, oh my god.
I mean, yeah, Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach... all made during the mid-2000s. You watch those animes now, even when I was watching, like, Oji Naruto and Shippuden, like, you can definitely tell it's made mid-2000s.
It's
like, the pacing is just... Ugh. But... Oh, well. You gotta let me know when you finish Nana.
It's gonna be soon.
That's so good.
Probably gonna finish it this month. I read it every day at lunch.
Dude, I was just like... I was already close to the end. I read, like, the last 4 volumes in one night. So fucking good, dude. I have never, ever cried to a manga. I just don't feel like I could get attached to just, like, pictures. But, dude, it fucked me up so hard.
Dude, Hachi and her husband is... What do you think about that?
Their relationship is, like, so weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, she knows that, like, Takumi sleeps around.
Why'd you say his name?
What?
I'm not gonna remember.
He's not gonna remember. He has to read Naruto, One Piece.
I told him I'd finish the Big Three before the year ended, so It's my goal. I'm gonna finish Bleach next week, jump right into Naruto, which is like, I'm around like chapter 200 because I finished OG Naruto anime.
Dude,
I'm gonna read from there.
And then you have to.
And then I have to go through like 1,000+ chapters of One Piece.
That's not happening by the end of the year.
I don't think it will. I'm gonna try my hardest.
Good luck.
I read One Piece like a madman. That shit took me 2 months to read. And I read it pretty much every second of every day. So I don't think you're gonna finish it by the end of the year. Unless you literally, if that's all you do, you skip school, you skip work. That's just all you
do. Don't talk to you guys. Don't podcast. Yeah. I won't be here. I'm reading One Piece.
Maybe give yourself to like the end of February or January.
I'm well expecting it to go into the next year, but I want to finish it as soon as possible. So yeah, I have like 500 chapters of Naruto to read. I have another like 100 and maybe 100, like 130 of Bleach to finish.
Dude, with Bleach, that shit's gonna be done so fast.
It will be finished by next week.
Yeah. Dude, I strive to be like Yasu. Like, he's like such a role model.
Yasu is, he is so swag, he is so cool, he's, the way he talks, dude. He's a G.
Yeah.
He's a G. He's so cool.
Yeah.
I love all the Nana characters.
Except Takumi. Yeah, I hate that guy. And Rayra.
Oh.
I hate her.
You like Rayra?
No, I do.
Oh, I don't?
Her and Takumi's relationship is so weird. Them too, man.
Dude, I read, I don't know if you're there yet, but like at the end of one of the volumes, it's like a 70-page chapter of their backstory. That talks about everything.
I just went through that and I didn't read it. I didn't read Nobu's either, dude.
I didn't read Nobu's either, but I was like, I'm so curious why Takumi and Rayra are so close, because they never really explained it, so like, I'll just skim through it. And
I just assume they're just
close. It's like, it's like they've known each other since they were kids.
You're calling my name?
And she's like still head over heels for him, but he views her as like kind of like a little sister. It's weird. I don't know. Should I say that?
If it's a spoiler, don't tell me.
Oh. Well, if you skip the thing, I might as well say it.
Oh, okay.
He kind of like rapes
Rayra?
Yeah. In the school bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. I think she was pregnant? I think she got an abortion.
Dude, I need to read that story.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
That's volume 17. Or 18.
I can't remember, but I just know it's at one of the end of the volumes.
I gotta read that.
Uh-huh.
Damn. It's just so long, and I want to just get to the main story. It's like 70 pages, just 70 extra pages.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, but like, it's not, yeah, I don't know.
It just doesn't progress like the story.
Yeah. It's just like a backstory.
Yeah.
Not the forward story.
Exactly.
Jackson is wearing Attack on Titan drip that I gave him because I never wear it. I've worn it a total of 3 times over the 2 years I've owned it.
I'm going to wear this a lot. It's like $50.
That was like $50.
I know. Thank you.
Do you have any clothes I could wear?
You wear an XL?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I have a Mesa shirt.
I'd love it, dude.
I read the Long Halloween.
We can share it because I still like wearing it.
Fuck you.
It was 4 issues. It was like 350 pages probably. I read it all on that night after we left Sam's, after we went out to the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. It was not at all what I was expecting at all.
Tell me about it.
Do you want me to just tell you the story?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
The Long Halloween.
Batman.
Because I've heard it's super good.
Catwoman's purple in that one.
Yeah, her suit's weird. It's just, okay, so it's like, it deals a lot with like the crime bosses of Gotham.
Yeah, like Hush. Yeah.
You know, all of them. And I can't remember which
family. Are
these
your pods or mine?
I think those are mine.
Where the fuck did mine go?
Unless, I don't know.
These are definitely mine.
I don't know if I... So, they're dealing with, like, a killer...
Yours behind you.
Called... Oh, silly me. It's like the holiday killer, and he attacks on holidays specifically. And it starts on Halloween ends on Halloween the next year. It's not the Calendar Man, because they consult the Calendar Man a lot about these killings and ask him, hey, why would somebody do this? Why would somebody do this? You know all about this stuff. Mm-hmm. The killer ended up being the son of
Falcone, right?
I think. Yeah. And he was trying to knock off like all the other guys, even his dad, because he despised his father. And the Joker appears in it. Poison Ivy's in it. The Joker plays a role on Christmas, and that's about it. And the Penguin is there for one panel. He just shows up randomly at the end, but he's only just there, just like standing.
He doesn't say anything?
No. Brendan Fraser's it deals a lot with Harvey Dent transforming into Two-Face.
Oh, really?
It's like his kind of a lot of his origin story, which was super cool.
So it's like The Dark Knight?
Yeah. He teams up with Gordon and Batman to figure out this holiday killer business. And he starts to think it's like Bruce Wayne, and then wrongly accuses him, and then like he's like in court with this one of Falcone's guys, and like he gets acid thrown in his face, and then he just like snaps and he's like, "Okay, I'm tired of this shit. Like, I'm gonna take this under my own hands. I'm not gonna be nice about it anymore. Fuck the law. I'm gonna find this guy." And he just starts, you know, doing Two-Face things. Mm-hmm. And
how far did you get into Preacher?
I haven't started yet.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
I added my favorites. Ago.
Yeah.
It's in my favorites. But yeah, it was interesting. It was a Batman comic.
Was it good?
It was fine. It was in color. I read, like, the deluxe edition that was on Zetsu.
Always love the color stuff.
I like it. The art is just, like, American comic book art. I don't like it. Compared to, like, manga art.
Yeah. I feel like just every American comic book just looks the same. There's not really
like particular art styles.
Yeah. That's what makes manga so unique.
Yeah. I would say Preacher has a style, but I don't know. It's like the only American comic I've read front to back. Mm-hmm. And Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass is so good, dude.
I have to add that.
I know you like Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
You bought like one of the...
made that one.
Yeah, a poster of a comic panel or something.
Of Kick-Ass, yeah. Dave Lazuski. What's his name?
I know the Kick-Ass lore, guys. Kick-Ass 1 and 2.
And 3 and 4.
The movies.
Oh, the movies.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Are those good adaptations? No.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know that it was a comic. I just thought it was movies.
Yeah, me too.
Until you told me.
Oh, well, until I looked more into the internet.
It is really good. It is really good.
I don't even know what it's about.
It's about... He's like the first vigilante, right? But it's, like, real. Like, he, like, in the beginning, he, like, gets stabbed and, like, his ribs get broken. Like, he gets the shit beat out of him. And it's, like, it's so brutal, dude. Like,
I've seen there's, like, a lot of gore.
Yeah. In the beginning, he's like, I'm not gonna kill anybody. Like, I'm gonna, like Batman, you know? Like, I'm gonna... Dude, he just gets fucked over again and again and again and again. And, like, he, like, gets a metal plate in his head or something. And he, like, can't feel pain or something like that. So, like... He just gets fucked over so many times, dude. It's so good. And he fucking gets up every single time. It's crazy. It's just like a Spider-Man story, but with, like, dismemberment and, like, decapitation and... Oh, dude, it's sick.
So, is he always getting beat up, or does he, like, kick people's ass?
Oh, he whoops ass. But, like, he's... The manga, the author isn't afraid to whoop his ass back.
See, that's cool.
Yeah,
probably won't be checking out the movies if I ever decided to do Kick-Ass. I'll probably just
read the
comic,
read the manga,
read the American manga, guys.
He gets like captured, right? And he gets alligator clips onto his balls attached to a car battery.
Oh,
and they shock the shit out of him.
What the fuck?
Can he have kids after that?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But he can't feel pain.
Oh, he felt that.
It's probably worse than getting shot in the balls.
It's not like he can't feel pain. He like can't feel like... He feels less pain or something. I might be making that shit up. But, dude, he's got some way to cope with all the shit he goes through. I don't know if he does feel less pain or what, but...
I mean, he keeps going out.
Yeah, he gets fucked so many times.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's a good read.
It's good, telling you guys, the more I work in and out and talk to customers, the more I just think that outside of us three, everyone else is just like an NPC. People are so weird.
Like what?
I was on Pay Window the other day, and this guy, his total was like $10 or something, and he gives me this handful of like coins. I thought it was quarters. I'm like, obviously that's not enough. Motherfucker gives me 10 $1 coins.
Damn.
I'm like, I've never seen this shit before. And he's like, here, keep the change. I'm like, okay. And literally, like, every person is the same. If it's a white woman, they'll always get a burger, like, protein style. They'll get a Diet Coke to drink. And it's just like, same with the old people, too. Like, it's always just like a hamburger or a cheeseburger, an iced tea and a Diet Coke to drink. And if it's like a couple, they'll get two burgers, one fry, and one drink to share. They're all the same, dude. Everyone's the same. It's like, they all act the same. Like, this cannot be real. Like, we are living in a simulation right now.
You're just playing a work simulator game, and you're just, every order is the same.
Literally, dude. I was on handheld today for like 2 or 3 hours. And seriously, I was like keeping track of how many like times an old couple would come in. And it's just the same order every time. I'm like, dude, I'm definitely like broken the matrix. I'm like the only one aware of this shit right now.
That's funny, dude.
Also, I have some weird coworkers, man. There's this new guy that's new that since I've been working there, and he's just like, he is so creepy. I'll just be doing a random task, and I'll just come up and be like, "Hey, kid, what you doing?" I'm just like, filling up the pink lemonade. He's like, "Nice." And then he just today, he like randomly asked me, he's like, "So how old are you?"
Dude, maybe he's just autistic.
He said he is.
That's probably it. Yeah, that's, he's all right.
But yeah,
that's funny.
And me and my little coworkers were like guessing. He doesn't look too old, but we were guessing like, how old is he? His name is Patrick.
Probably a psycho.
Is he American?
I'd say so. But he looks like maybe he's 20, 21 maybe. Motherfucker is 27. I'm like, damn!
He looks young for his age.
Yeah.
Must be all those baby foreskins he's putting on his face.
I was on handheld the other day. 27-year-old having his mom pick him up from work. I saw that.
Poor guy. He lives with his mama?
Apparently he just like moved down here, but I guess he doesn't have a car or doesn't know how to drive, but I definitely saw his mom pick him up from work. It was pretty funny.
Oh. If you're watching this, Patrick.
Love you, man. You sound like a cool guy, honestly.
He is cool. It's just, it's funny.
Yeah.
We're not hating.
Not at all.
I'm not hitting it. It's just
don't get
funny.
The wrong idea.
Yeah.
I can't have. I can't say I have any similar experiences because I haven't worked in customer service in like a year.
I just work with the same four guys every day.
I could. I mean, there's been some weird people that I've dealt with. I've had a lot of conversations with random.
You guys, any see any freakos like that in Vegas? I mean, in Phoenix.
Dude, a shit ton of crackheads.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Literally, there's...
Every corner.
Nice. Like, no matter what time of, like, day or night, or especially at night, too. One time I ordered DoorDash. Like, I ordered me and Logan Chick-fil-A. And I opened up the door, and there's just, like, this dude walking right in front of our house. He's just crazy. Just fumbling around, like, get my shit. I'm going inside. It's like...
Dude, that DoorDash had to walk by him.
Yeah. It's just, like, the norm there. Like, they're everywhere. Literally, like, down the street,
dude.
You turn right. On our way to work, there's, like, a Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, whatever it is. There's just a bunch of homeless people. Just, that's where they live. They're just behind the Family Dollar.
Especially in, like, drive-thrus. Like, you'll be waiting in a drive-thru and just some cracker just walks up.
A cracker? Some cracker rocks up.
Yeah, some white guy. He just walks up and is like,
yeah, hello, guys.
Hello, interested in my store?
They'll just be, like, walking by, like, the window, just like...
Literally, one of the first times we were there, we all went to Taco Bell. TT was driving, and she was, like, so paranoid and freaked out, because we were in the Taco Bell drive-thru, and this guy, he was, like, in the drive-thru, and he was, like, trying to, like, I guess, beg for food or something. He was, like, going up to people's windows. And...
Or, like, at Krispy Kreme. When me and Logan went, we were over there, and there was just that weirdo that was, like, walking around the drive-thru and then, like, went to some store and then came back out, and he was just...
Yeah, dude, I thought he was... Weirdos. I was driving, too. I thought he was going to try to get in my car. It was weird. It's just the norm.
Like, poor guy is so fucked on drugs, he can't even comprehend life. Man. But, like, yeah, fuck you.
Dude, there used to be a... We used to have a regular at work before we left for Phoenix. He was a homeless guy. And he was just minding his own business. He was a sweet old guy. He would come in, he would only get coffee. And he would sit there.
Told me about that guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
He would just sit there for hours, minding his own business. But I don't see him anymore. Apparently, he's gotten, like, the cops called on him a few times. He just, like, hangs out between In-N-Out and Del Taco and Best Buy. He just, like, that's where he literally was just hanging out.
That's where he lives.
Pretty much.
Behind the Best Buy.
And, yeah, I don't know. People would just call the cops on him.
Damn. For what?
I don't know, disturbing, like...
Because they're all white and scared of things, yeah, like that.
There's also a guy...
And from Utah.
A few months ago that was just, like, playing the flute. Outside of the restaurant? Work. No, like, outside, like, in between Del Taco and,
Like, on the corner?
Yeah, it was just, like, on the corner, just, like, underneath a tree. He was just playing the flute. He had to go away, because people called the cops on him, too.
That's...
What the hell?
That's...
I hate white
that's
people,
why,
dude.
Like, that's why I'm saying this. St. George is a fucking bubble.
Yeah. I hate white people.
It's not real life here.
I definitely felt that way when we drove home from Phoenix, dude.
Dude, you get uncomfortable with some dude chilling on the side of the street playing the flute? Chill the fuck out.
Under
dude.
A tree?
Dude, chill. Come on.
I'd go sit with him, listen to the damn flute, throw him a coin.
Dude, seriously.
Have a shilling, bud.
There was a guy. I was on Pay Window last week, and there was this guy. He was like... parked in the Del Taco parking lot, and he just gets out. He's not even getting food or anything. He puts in headphones, and he's just going to town. He's dancing. He's just... and the people, they would come up for the pay... Like, they'd pull up, and they're like, you got quite the show out there. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's going hard. He would just...
Where was this?
Like, in the drive lane at Del Taco.
Just in the middle of the, like...
Well, like...
In the parking lot?
In the parking lot.
He was booging down?
Close to the driveway. He was just... Yeah, he was just going ham. It's just... Since I've been back...
That's like another NPC encounter right there. It's just
dude, you gotta walk up to a press E for a side quest.
I know. I get some EXP for that. Since I've been back, I've definitely had, like, more strange work encounters than I've ever had. It's so surreal.
I had strange work... Not work. Like, NPC encounters at the gym, I feel like.
I don't.
I've had NPC encounters at doing doors in Phoenix. There's some weird
people.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant when I asked if you've seen any freakos, like, going door to door.
Definitely. Dude, sometimes you walk up to a door and you just start smelling loud and you're like, oh, dude, these guys don't want to talk to us.
Yeah, dude. You would just walk up, you step to the door, and you're just like, They're having some fun times.
Just go.
Scare the boom, shit boom, out of them. We did hit a door like that, and they come to the door, and you could tell he was paranoid as fuck. It's like legal there; like he doesn't have to worry too much, unless like there's complaints. But dude, he was not feeling us.
Still, I'd be scared, man. Slamming on my door, and I'm stoned.
Yeah,
I've gotten yelled at a few times for even approaching the door. Like, I was with Logan once, and it was like our neighborhood was kind of like ghetto, but it was like kind of a nicer looking house. So we walk up. We didn't even make it like halfway to the door. And this lady, she comes out. She's like, get out. Get the fuck out. I don't want any of your shit. I don't want to buy it. And we're like, okay. So we just leave. Yeah. They're just crazy.
People there get
city out there.
People there get that shit all the time. I'm sure they're all fucking annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be.
Mm-hmm. After doing... solar sales, I'm definitely one of those people. Sucks. Sus.
Yeah.
I seriously don't understand how, like, people do that as a living.
Only because they're good at it. They just have that certain mentality where they just keep pushing, that's why.
It's just, they always, Jaden would say, it's always a numbers game. It's literally just luck. Who answers the door, who doesn't. I feel like. Like, it's just, you could, like, Jake Shumway could knock 400 doors. I could knock 400 doors, and I probably would get more answers than he is. It's just luck. It's not really mean, that's how I view it. Maybe it is a numbers game, but...
And there's some skill to it, too.
Yeah. Being good at talking. Also, our pitch sucked ass. Have you ever heard our pitch, dude?
No.
Do you remember it?
I remember a good chunk of it.
You should practice with Alex and see if he's interested, because I think it's stupid.
I'll just go over it. So it's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, good. My name's Jackson. I'm just looking for the person who deals with the APS bill. Or it's like, hey, I'm just looking for the person that handles the power bill here or whatever. Like, oh, yeah, that's me. And it's like, okay. So we're just going around following up on the redirection program. You should have gotten a letter about it in the mail. Did you get that? And usually they're like, oh, no, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, I'll be really quick. I'll just explain it to you and get out of your hair. Basically, a couple coal plants shut down in Arizona over the last couple months due to COVID and pollution. And so 80% of your power is coming from a coal plant out of Farmington, New Mexico. What that means for you guys is that your rates are going to be jumping up about 20 to 40%. 20 to 40%? Holy shit. 2 to 8% over the next couple months alone.
20 to 40%.
Damn. 20 to 40%, you won't solar at that
point. Yeah. Like,
2 to 8%.
You say that shit, they say no? Yeah. I was like, I gotta hear the rest of this pitch. It's gotta be terrible after that.
Basically, your rates are going to be jumping up about 2 to 8% over the next couple months alone. Have you noticed a spike in your bill at all? And they'll be like, oh, yeah. Some people are like, oh, no, dude, I pay like $20. It's like, shut the fuck up. No, you don't.
I've had those
shut
people
the hell
be like, I knocked on this person's door. I did my whole pitch. They sat there and listened to me. And at the end, I thought I was going to get somewhere, like get an appointment. And at the end, they're like, yeah, I actually just pay like $90 a month, so I don't need it. I'm like, so you really just wasted my time. You couldn't have told me that earlier.
So do you own one AC unit in your whole house and you power nothing else? Like, seriously? But yeah, you say that, and they're like, sometimes they're like, oh yeah, I pay like $300, and then you go, oh well, what if I could tell you like I could lower that about 20 to 40%? That's where, yeah, I got 20 to 40%.
You could like bring it at a locked fixed.
Bring
rate.
It down, cut it off at a fixed rate, so it'll never go back up again. And they're like, oh, well, how would you do that? It's like, well, see, this is how we're getting solar. And then some, like, most of the time when they hear that, they're like, oh, fuck you guys. Yeah, sometimes they'll keep listening.
As soon as they heard the word solar, they'll be like, actually, yeah, we've looked into it. It's not for us. Yeah, like, goodbye.
But yeah, you say that, and then you just lead into like, oh, this is what our company can do, and blah, blah, blah. I'm just the informer. I can get somebody else out here at a better time to really go over this with you. You know, and then you'll set the appointment and get somebody else to come out there. But that's kind of the pitch.
That's not bad.
It was fine. I'm surprised I remembered a lot of that.
I mean, I still remember it, but like...
engraved in my brain. I went over that shit every day.
Yeah, Logan still never remembered it.
Oh my god. Me and Caden would go over it like perfectly. And then Logan would start and he's like, guys, I just keep forgetting. I think it's the heat. It became a running gag where we would just start making fun of him for getting the pitch because he just said that so many times.
I was like, pretty much the whole time we were out there in Phoenix, it was just me and him knocking because he would like...
He never knocked on his own once, did he?
I don't think I did either. Mm. But yeah, when me and him went out, it was basically like he would knock on the door. Like we would switch off every door and so he'd knock on the door, he'd do it and he'd just like... As soon as they opened the door, he would freeze and just stumble. And then I'd have to be there to, like, save his ass.
Sounds like him.
And then I'd be like, okay, like, as we're walking to the next door, I'm like, okay, let's, like, stop right here. Like, let's practice. And even practicing, he couldn't do it. I'm like, this is clearly not for you, my friend.
He would invite himself with Caden. Like, he'd be like, Caden, how about we go out today? And Caden's like, fuck, dude, I guess, whatever. Every day, it's like, yeah, man, me and you, Caden, let's do it today.
It's because he knows he'll save he'll save his ass.
Exactly. Yeah.
Literally, God. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Damn it, Jesus!
I was knocking with TT, like, pretty much every day. But we would solo knock where she'd hit a street, I'd hit a street, and we would just go down to the meet at the end and do whatever. So I did a lot of solo knocking.
Oh, what I was going to say is, it's funny, too, because Logan would always be the one that'd be like, okay, guys, like, I feel so shitty about myself, like... Let's do like 6 hours tomorrow, and we probably do like 2
because of him. Like, he'd be like, dude, we have to go out, we have to work hard. I feel so shitty, like, I'm not doing anything. We'd go out, and he'd be the first one, oh, dude, I don't feel so good.
Dude,
we should head home.
I would have given him so much shit, dude, if I was there. So much shit,
Logan. If you're watching this, you know it's true. You know,
you fucking know. And then, like, when we wouldn't go to the gym,
you know, man,
you know. that you did this? Because I was there.
I couldn't really go to the gym because I didn't have a car. And I was the only one with the Anytime membership. I snuck in people all the time. I went to the gym and snuck in 5 people at prime working hours. There was like 6 people working there. I don't know how I got all 5 of them.
Yeah, I don't know how we did that. Literally the third day we went, I was fucking forced to buy a week membership. And then we didn't go the rest of the week. I just wasted $30.
Like, literally the day after I brought all those guys in, I brought Caden in. And they're like, oh, honey, please scan your shit again. And I'm like, oh, he doesn't have shit. We want to get a membership for him. But dude, I got Logan, Caden, Noah, and TTN.
Yeah.
They just followed in behind and nobody said a word. Nice. I don't even know.
Where's the pistol at?
At Sam's. I don't know, he fucking left it there.
I brought it when we went over to Sam's to hang out and then I forgot it. Let's go recon missioning Rabbit.
I don't think we'll be able to.
We get Giacomo to open the door. He's at work.
That's really not really recon.
Oh yeah.
Let's have his mom open the door.
It's not recon.
Let's get Max to open the door.
That's really recon. That'll be
recon. Let's have Shippy open the door.
He's dead, man.
But Max is the one that's dead.
He is. I'm just playing around. You're no fun, man.
Yeah, Phoenix was not fun because we worked. Phoenix was fun because we fucked around.
Phoenix was fun because we fucked.
Facts. Logan didn't fuck at all.
Doesn't surprise me.
Phoenix was the first time I got Tinder, too. I paid for Tinder Gold for like a week. I got a few matches in the first hour. I'm like, damn, shit, let's go.
Dude,
Tinder sucks, dude.
He got so many more matches than Logan, and Logan was getting so butthurt. Logan's like, dude, I've had this app for months. How do you already have more likes than me?
Because like 2 weeks after we were already there, I was like, all right. Like, literally, those 2 weeks, like, every night, Logan would just scroll for hours on Tinder.
Yeah.
No getting no matches. Like, you know what? I'm just gonna test my luck. Let's see. Funny enough, I get more matches than him. And he's like, dude, what the hell? Oh, man.
How'd you meet Kate? On Tinder?
No, she was brought over by Caleb, our druggy roommate.
Mm. Yep, he, brought over
Zoe. And Kate.
Zoe was like his hookup, and she was only gonna come if Kate could come. They were like living together at the time. I don't know if they're living together now, whatever. They're roommates, so Zoe was only gonna come if Kate came. And like that night, it was like 11 o'clock at night, he calls Logan because for some reason he was super close with Logan, not any the rest of us. Bro asked him to like shave his back for him.
He's like, dude was gay for Logan.
I remember me and Logan were on the couch watching Breaking Bad together, and he just can't, like, he would never come out of his room unless it was like for food, and he would just stay in there and blast his emo music. But he comes out there and he's like, hey, yo, Logan, like, I need some help, like, no sus shit, but like, can you like shave a homie's back? Like, that's literally how he said it. And me and Logan just look at each other like, and Logan's like, yeah, I guess. So motherfucker presses pause on the show, goes in there, and I hear shaves this man's back. That was so weird. Oh. And he would leave like his facial hair in the sink. He wouldn't flush it down.
Luckily, we didn't share a bathroom with him, but that was so gross because sometimes we would use the bathroom because it's closer to the living room than the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Noah had to. R.I.P. Noah.
Dude, I remember one night it was me, Caden, and Logan just chilling out in the living room watching YouTube. Caleb comes out, and all three of us are there, but he just goes straight to Logan. Logan, what do you think about these new earrings and these shoes? Like, what do you think? And then after that, just leaves. Doesn't even ask what we think about him. Just Logan.
You think they fucked each other?
Maybe Logan did fuck.
Gay sex.
Oh, the amount of times we heard some stuff, too, from that
dude,
room.
Literally, like, the first weekend. Motherfucker was pounding cheeks on an air mattress. He was going ham. Boom, 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 dude, boom.
We have videos like standing next to his door, just like sitting there straight faced. So you could hear it all.
What did you hear?
Moans and shit.
The chick wasn't trying to be quiet
subtle
at all.
About it.
Yeah.
Would she walk by you guys on the way out way
in?
Oh,
we saw her plenty of times, too.
She would always come over. Dude, she like... She got blackout drunk. She was like comatose on the floor bathroom because she was so fucking drunk.
And Caleb's like, dude, Logan, like, I don't know what to do, dude. Like, you gotta help me out. Like, I gotta put her in the bed. Like, dude.
He was freaking out. And this was, like, the night we left to come here for, like, 2 days. So me and Caden are like, dude, I don't give a shit. Deal with that, you know, yourself.
Was, like, we were about to leave, too. Yeah, she got, like, super drunk, blacked the fuck out. He was pretty tipsy, too. He's like, dude, I don't know what to do. Like, motherfucker, he wouldn't even work, too. It was, like, a company house. He was working for our company.
Bro, I went out, like, twice the whole time we were there. Really? Twice.
He literally, when we came back to St. George, that was, like, the only time I saw a photo of him, like, being out on the doors.
Because you guys weren't there to cover for him.
Yeah, and then we came back. He would also always go to his, like, parents' place, like, in Tucson.
Yeah, his mom's house.
I don't even know why he was living there. It was so weird.
No, dude. When we got there, like I said, he had an air mattress. Mm-hmm. He used mommy's money to move his entire room into that house.
He
had movers bring it all over there and bring all his shit in the house.
What was the
his, like, whole room was there.
Two guys in a truck?
Yeah, it was two guys in a truck.
Oh! Literally them, like the meme.
Yeah.
It was funny. I was like,
was there three of them?
There was just two.
Lame.
But, yeah, literally two guys in a truck. I think we were about to leave for work, too, or just got home from work, too. But, yeah, they just came in, literally moved all the shit into his room, and then he got kicked out not much longer after we left.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so he literally just wasted money.
It's quite the character that man was.
What was his name?
Caleb.
The second night we were there. Or was it the first time we went and got groceries and we came back and he was there?
It was the night we got there is when we met him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but like my first impression of him, I was like, all right, like, I thought he was cool or whatever. Him and Logan hit it off immediately. I don't know why.
But, and Logan was like, when he first saw him, he was like, dude, I can't live with a fuckboy. Like, I can't do this. Like, this guy's gonna, like, make me so mad. And they were the, like, hookups the whole time we were there.
Yeah. And he just got weirder and weirder as time went on.
You know what I'm thinking about right now?
He also fucking came home, like, I'm gonna come down with coke.
No. Oh. What do you think about?
If I jumped off of this, either I jump and smash my head into the fan, or this breaks and I eat shit on the floor. Like, off this chair right here, this piece of wood, knit, screwed in. If I, like, pushed off of that, and it breaks, dude.
Someone's done that before, and it's broken, the peg, and we've had to replace it, so I wouldn't do that.
I'm not gonna. It's a lose-lose situation. Either I get a concussion, or I fucking just...
my head gets chopped up by the fan.
Because that fan is sharp and I eat shit
on the floor.
Anyway, speaking of eating shit, let's end this bitch.
Not even an hour in.
2 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Two till.
Let's give it like 10 more.
No!
Okay, Hulk.
I'm surprised.
Okay, Bruce Banner.
I'm surprised you've refrained from complaining about when the podcast's been gonna finish.
Yeah. Proud. Thanks.
Thanks.
I know it must have been a lot of restraint, but...
Yeah.
Luckily, I got through Midgar last night. I get some free wings today.
Not me. If I got through Midgar right now, would you pay for my wings?
Yeah, it's gonna take you like 5 hours.
Yeah, I do have 5 hours in the game.
5 hours out of a 40-hour campaign.
Lol.
Worst game ever made.
I will respect your opinion, but I know damn well your opinion is 100% false.
Respect this!
Oh yeah, well...
Restrain this!
Hotline Miami 1 and 2, worst games ever. Man, how about that? I said it!
Hotline Wyoming game of the year.
Oh shit!
Bro looks like Johnny Bravo with that shirt on.
I'll say no.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. It's me, Johnny. Johnny. Shut the hell up. Dude.
That was better than you.
No, was it? You!
Just kidding. I've never seen Johnny Bravo, so I don't know.
Oh, dude.
I saw a couple episodes growing up.
I love Johnny Bravo.
You guys ever watch Johnny Test?
Yeah. Johnny Testicles?
The fuck is Johnny Testicles?
Yeah, please inform me.
You know, Green Day did that OP.
Really?
The Johnny Test OP? Really? Yeah, that's Green Day.
That's cool. Really? Mm-hmm.
It's a parody of American Idiot.
I have to listen to it again.
The Johnny Test opening, yeah.
I'll have to listen to it.
You'll hear it, dude.
I will hear it. Hear
it's
that.
A parody of American Idiot sung by Green Day.
Yes.
That's funny.
That's too
What's
good.
Then I want to be Johnny
Dude,
Test.
Total Drama is coming back.
I saw that.
Dude, Total Drama is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes.
All right, it's been 61 minutes. We can end it now.
Guys, favorite Sigma Chris McClain.
Who's that?
The host of Total Drama.
Oh, I didn't know his last name was McClain.
I think it is.
I think my favorite Sigma is
Chef.
Chef. What's the Black Shaggy's name?
Norville.
Underrated Sigma, guys.
Why is Velma dead, dude?
Dude, why is Norville there?
Why is Shaggy
Black?
Did you
guys look at the comments?
No.
I'm just like, who the fuck's Norville?
Yeah, I did read
it's
the comments.
It's everybody and then somebody's OC, dude.
Yeah. It's Shaggy and Scooby aren't even there.
That is Scooby. I mean, Shaggy.
Is it supposed to be Shaggy?
Yeah.
He's Norville now?
Yeah.
Scooby's not there?
Yeah, if you, like, the
If
IGN,
you read the caption.
IGN post, it's like, this new show with Fred, Val, or Daphne, whatever.
Velma.
And then it's Norville, a.k.a. Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Why not just use Shaggy?
All the characters are the same except him. It doesn't even... It's just a dude. Like,
it's just a black guy, dude.
I have to have the representation because of Belle.
Have you...
Came out as a lesbian, so...
She did?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like... Okay, this is the problem
Oh, it's about to get homophobic.
Dude.
Buckle up.
Every IP now has to have, gay representation.
Final Fantasy 13.
Like, a black main character, like...
Final Fantasy VII, Barrett.
Yeah. Guys, I hate Final Fantasy VII. Barrett's just like Mr.
He's
Dean.
So shoehorned in.
Dude, he's gay in the movie. Look at his laces. Bro's got a fucking lace.
He's got a fishnet fucking life jacket on.
I was gonna say something. Then I forgot it.
But for real, what else adds the gay to the show?
Huh?
Is JFK gonna be gay now in Vive?
But my mom was telling me how, I asked her if she's ever going to watch Hocus Pocus 2, and she's like, no, I heard it's really bad, though. And she's like, you know what, I'm just things now just don't fly. She's like, in the original, the main kid, they were teasing him because he's a virgin. She's like, they wouldn't let that shit fly now. I'm like, yeah, people are so fucking sensitive. It's stupid.
They just hate each other and look to find anything that they can to cancel each other, because they just don't like you. Nobody likes anybody.
Nothing matters. I don't know why people get so worked up about anything.
It's not even sensitivity anymore. It's just nobody likes anybody and they look for the smallest opportunity to fuck them over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just you can't, trying to be a streamer or a YouTuber or whatever. If you want to be a celebrity, you have to watch everything you say now. You cannot have one slip up. Even something in the past can be brought up and just, you're fucked.
Yeah.
It's just it doesn't really matter.
Aunt Jemima.
When someone
For real. What was that shit, man? Aunt Jemima is an icon. She's a black icon. I thought these people were all about racial diversity, and they go and get rid of the coolest black woman. Aunt Jemima.
When I think of syrup, I think of Aunt
Jemima. Aunt Jemima!
What about the oat guy? The oatmeal guy.
Uncle Ben, dude? What happened to him? I don't see him anymore.
He doesn't exist. He's a fucking...
He's dead!
He is in the background. See, fucking no clip because cancellation. I don't know.
I'm gonna say the word too.
I'm getting so confused. I'm just saying it.
Aunt Jemima made me.
I was born and raised off my Uncle Ben's.
He did rice.
I thought he did beans.
I thought it was oatmeal.
He definitely does rice, dude.
Isn't it oats?
I think
Uncle
it's
Ben's
rice. Ben's.
Who the hell is Uncle Ben?
I've never heard of Uncle Ben. Are you serious?
I've probably seen him.
I've seen him at the
store. I don't know him by name.
I saw him all my life at the store.
I don't know him by name. That's why.
His name is Uncle Ben.
Is it?
His name is Uncle. His first name's Uncle. Last name
well,
Ben.
Well, you guys are saying he does rice. You said beans.
I thought it was beans. But I
that's
it was
Bush's baked beans, mate.
Who's the guy in the oatmeal?
Oatmeal Quaker.
Yeah, Quaker Oats.
Quaker Oats.
That's what I was thinking of.
Cracker.
Cracker walks up.
Cracker Cracker.
That's Kramer. That's the only racial slur I can use.
Kramer.
Kramer. This is a racial slur.
I'm just waiting for, like, the Lego Seinfeld game. Like, TT Games, where is it at?
It is an IP in the Lego. There's a set. They have to make a game.
It is an IP they have.
Also, all the IPs that were in Lego Dimensions, they should deserve their own game. Like, I want a Lego Back to the Future. I want a Lego Simpsons.
Dude, I've wanted Lego Back to the Future since I was a fucking kid.
Dude, I've wanted Lego Doctor Who forever.
Are you a Doctor Who fan?
Yeah.
How many of the seasons have you seen?
Dude, not very many.
My cousins and my grandma were super into that shit back in the day.
It's cool. Doctor Who was sick.
I just know, like,
the... Doesn't, like, the doctor change all the time? Like, who's, like, the doctor?
Yeah, he has, like, 11 lives or something. But they gave him 13 for some reason. I've been watching the new shit just to keep it going. So every time he dies, he, like, gets reincarnated.
And recasted.
Yeah, and recasted.
Brother's like a cat, but with 13 lives.
I just know, like...
He's supposed to have 11. And then the 12th came out, and I was like, okay,
is it Daleks?
Yeah, Daleks.
And I know, I know Weeping Angels.
Those guys are scary.
Yeah, they are.
We still talking about Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no knowledge at all. I just know.
You know the sonic screwdriver? You know that?
No.
You know the payphone, the payphone machine.
Yeah,
that that's like iconic.
The TARDIS.
TARDIS.
Yes, I know that. I'm pretty sure everybody in the fucking
bigger on the inside. Right. I hate the British. I hate Mickey. If you've seen Doctor Who, you know.
I thought you meant, like, Mickey Mouse. Like, no. I hate Disney, you know? They fucked over Marvel.
I love Disney. Bleach is coming to Disney Plus.
Internationally. Yes. Not to the U.S. What? U.S. is Hulu.
Internationally includes the U.S., though.
Why is it streaming on Disney Plus? Someone still has to explain this to me.
I've heard JoJo's going to be on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Part 7?
Yeah.
Part 7? What?
I don't know. Disney just wants everything. They're becoming greedy and they want it all.
They're becoming a monopoly.
They want everything.
If that's the case, I'm just waiting for JoJo World and Kingdom Hearts at that point. Just part 7, like,
dude,
riding horses with Johnny?
Like a JoJo part of the park in Disney World?
See, that would be cool.
That would be sick.
That would be sick.
Never gonna happen, though. Never.
They just need to make a different park, like Anime World and in America.
They need to make, like, a Simpsons Land, because now they own Simpsons. They've had for a minute. Because
they're
gone, they got rid of that shit in Universal.
Yeah,
they did.
They got rid of the ride in one of the parks. It shut down, like, over the summer.
The Simpsons Land there.
I think they do. But, the ride's gone.
It's fortunate. Remember, what year is it? Sophomore year when, like, Simpsons just came to Disney Plus and you were watching it all shit?
I remember that. Seasons 1 through 8.
Yeah, I remember when
I started it. I'm almost season 1.
Season 1's not good because it's the first season.
Dude, the animation is so fucking...
Season 2 through 8 are all great, and, like, the show starts falling off after, like, 11 or 12.
It starts falling off after the Simpsons movie.
Yeah.
Same thing with SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally after... Well, Bob's Burger movie was apparently good, but I've never watched that show.
But is the show going to start falling off now?
Hmm. I wouldn't
know. There was a South Park movie that went to theaters?
The Fractured Butthole.
That's a game.
I know. I've never seen
it. Which I thought about buying sometimes when it goes on sale. Because it's like an RPG.
I know, but...
You know how the difficulty works in that game?
No.
The darker you are, the harder the game is. Like your skin color.
Oh, just like real life, right?
Just like real life.
Guys, we're going to get canceled for that clip.
Is that canceled? Or are they?
Hey, they made the game. We're just talking about
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
So, like...
Go after South Park.
Don't hate the playa.
Hate the gays! Oh, that's canceled.
Shit, that's what we're done.
I'm fucking canceled.
Isn't South Park set in Canada, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
I hate the Canadians.
I don't know. I've never seen South Park. I'm pretty sure it's on Hulu.
Any Canadians watching? Well, I like you because you're watching.
Oh, hey there, right?
Canadian.
Oh, hey there, right? Oh,
that's true.
It's me, Mr. T-Lex, if
I love Mr. T, so he's a good Canadian.
I follow all the zombie YouTubers.
I follow all the zombie Canadian YouTubers.
Top 5 couches. Best zombies YouTube video ever made.
Buried Couch, Knocked Couch.
Knocked Couch is number one, I think.
Is it?
I can't remember it. I saw that video many, many, many moons ago.
Zestubo no Shima. Remember the Smith Place was all about the word zesty?
The Zest God. He's literally called the Zest God.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like 2016 to, shit.
Yeah.
He like produces music.
Yeah.
Really?
He's a music guy.
He's a producer?
Well, like, makes music, because he's posted, like, some songs on his YouTube.
But he, when he really, really, really needs money, he goes back to zombies.
Dude, literally, all the zombie content he posts, he just, it's always Origins.
Yeah, it really is. He just streams Origins.
It's best map, dude. I think it's his favorite map.
It's, I think it is my or, number one, too.
It's number two, but I will agree, Origins probably is just like the pinnacle of zombies. There is so many like things you can just always be better at. Always like speedruns. They're always getting faster for like
to this day.
Yeah, or like somehow like they just keep getting faster. People just find new tips and tricks to just like make it faster.
Oh, it's crazy. Cool. Yeah. Dude, summoning salt.
History yeah, I was gonna speed say runs on speaking Origins. Of speedruns. Man, what was his latest video? It was like about Mario Kart, wasn't it?
Yeah, I watched a bit of that video. Yeah. It was Double Dash.
Yeah, it was.
I told Jackson this the other day, but I thought about it. I think my favorite YouTuber is Scott the Waz. His
dude, his videos are so good. Are you saying they're not good?
Doesn't he just do Nintendo shit?
He does
like all gaming shit.
I mean, most of he does a lot of Nintendo stuff, but he covers like other stuff.
Just he covers like all these topics that you would never like expect to for anybody to cover, but they are also intriguing.
Yeah, like I'll watch his entire video and I will not like lose interest. It's just entertaining the entire way through.
You know who my favorite YouTuber is? Peanut Butter Gaming.
Who?
Peanut Butter Gamer? Peanut Butter Gamer.
I know who you're talking about.
I think I've
he's heard, not my favorite.
I've heard of him.
I used to watch him all the time.
I've heard of him.
Mine is Vanoss.
AVGN.
Vanoss used to be my favorite. Back in the day.
Do we know what Vanoss looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... We still don't... Dude. The we face reveal?
Delirious
how many like. For it is Delirious?
Yeah.
I,
dude, Swagger.
Dude, he has kids.
I know.
Delirious has kids. Have never seen his face? Damn.
It's like... They're like so old, dude. It's crazy.
I know. Toby's having a kid, dude.
Dude. I saw that.
Holy shit.
Go Toby.
Yeah.
John on the radio. Been there from the beginning.
Dude, yeah.
Like, Cody and Noel, they're in their 30s.
Dude, so Swagger. Swagger's in, like, his late 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Swagger's old. Well, not old. Like, that's fucked up, but, like...
He is old!
He's up there.
Well, I think Cody
old for you, like, YouTuber.
Yeah, old relative to everybody we watch.
Now we'll come first circle, guys.
How old,
Jerma.
How old is...
Jerma's old.
Most critical. He's, like, in
his 20s.
Mid-20s, maybe?
Yeah. He's like 24, 25.
He looks like mid-20s.
He's the reason I started growing my hair out.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I've noticed he only wears white shirts. I don't think he owns, like... Maybe he owns other shirts.
He does, but he just only wears... A couple weeks ago, I saw he wore a black shirt for one of his streams. Rare. It was crazy. I was like, damn.
Damn, he's switching it up.
He looks terrible in black.
He's, like... He just makes YouTube look so easy. He just wears a white shirt.
He records on his phone.
Yeah, he uses the fucking Apple headphones.
Uh-huh.
And just streams.
Hey guys.
I watch his videos daily now. Like, all of his new videos.
Noah does, too. I'll walk out, and I'll hear Critical coming from his phone.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch all the anime videos. Fucking fake fan.
He
watches Vince Critical on Pinterest.
He does.
You were thinking? That's dangerous.
I was thinking, and then I stopped.
I want to be the vlog guy.
The what?
Vlog guy.
Okay. For anime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vlog your work? Just
fucking do it. No, like when we go on trips and stuff.
Fucking do it.
Yeah, because I don't do anything else for the channel. At work, I thought about like asking for the login and maybe doing something with the channel.
We'll give it to you.
I literally have it in my phone. I'll just
I know you guys will.
The password. Dude,
tell them the password.
Tell them
it's...
You should change it, because it's fucking stupid.
I made it because...
I know.
Of the, you know why I made the password that.
Yeah, I know.
But...
You should change the email,
unfortunately,
too.
That person that was in the password no longer exists. He's dead, 6 feet under.
I had a terrible thought that I'm not going to say.
Just kidding, Clinton. I don't wish you were dead.
Well, now we got to change the password.
They're not going to guess. It's hard.
I don't even remember the password. I just know that he's in it.
It's a long password.
Can we end the podcast, dude? Guys, I hate that. Hungry.
dude, I am hungry today. Is a
protein shake.
I had
after the gym.
I had a water cooler.
My muscles are yearning for protein.
But yes, I'm hungry. Hopefully, I don't fucking puke it all back up like I did last time. Last time we got wings.
Yeah, you fucking little baby.
They poisoned me, dude.
Okay. I finished Misfits this week.
All their podcasts?
Yeah, caught up again? Caught up again, yeah.
Damn, that's like your second time going through them all.
This year.
I gotta catch up. I'm so behind.
Dude.
I caught up a year ago and then went to TMG and then fell behind so hard.
While you're up,
I was just gonna sit back down to like make a closing remark.
Okay.
Well, guys, this was episode 22 of the Anime Podcast.
We've been doing this now
for many years.
Okay.
I want to do this as long as we can.
Well, yeah. Pretty soon we're not gonna be able to. Pretty soon, I mean by like June. So
why?
Because I won't be here. Unless we just want to start doing it on like Skype.
Where are you going?
Georgia.
It'll just be two-man podcast, I guess.
I can stay on. You just, like, make me Arnim Zola, and I'll sit here in a robot.
I'll just, like, put a picture of you and, like, tape it to a watermelon, and I'll just
have yeah.
to
sit
in the chair.
Just in the middle right here.
And when we get riled up, I'll just...
Every episode, you'll be a different prop.
That's like, a we'll good just idea.
Put a face.
We'll talk to you like you're still here.
We'll be like, so, Jackson, what's your opinion on this? Good. So, I was...
So, boom, boom, yeah, fuck you,
man. Let's make a big fake video for me to leave anime. Just say I die.
Just fucking plan.
Nobody's gonna remember. This is months on the road.
We have
fans. Who even gets this far into the podcast, huh? Lainey. If you're this far, besides Lainey, besides Caden, besides Jackson, comment down below, not real.
Lainey, yeah.
If you guys made it this far, comment Poon Poon is good.
Yay, yay.
Because we will know who actually watches.
Yay, yay, yay. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks for watching the Ting Tong Taliwa episode. Now we're going to go eat some Ting Tong Taliwa wings.
This is probably our most cancelable episode.
I'm going to call this cancel
us. I said the N-word last episode. So
I don't know. I didn't hear it, though. It's
really quiet. You did.
I heard it, but...
Cameron, oh, not during the...
Cameron didn't hear it.
Woo!
They're gonna go back and try to find.
Yeah, they're gonna boost the audio. It's gonna be terrible.
Boost the audio.
Yeah,
you can hear it if you listen really closely.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you next week.
Like, comment, subscribe. Also, why don't you get your tongue and make a nice little ring right around my hole? Just tease me a little bit and then punch it with your tongue.
Alex is closet homosexual.
You're my first victim.
He's like Jeffrey Dahmer, guys. Okay, yeah. Bye.